we'd like to welcome KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna down in Columbia tonight. And Miss Anna, would you be hanging around for comments tonight?
I'll be in and out tonight. Thanks.
I'd like to welcome KO4RYP, Miss Anna, checking in from Columbia, and KA3WPP, Mr. Howard from Piedmont, checking in with us tonight via EchoLink. All right, any more? We'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo X-ray for Mike Tango, KX4MT, Mike and Pickens. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks a lot.
Checking Kilo Oscar 4, November, Mr. Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile Intelligence, 70% and I'm calling at negative 6.
4 NUE. Chris, and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome a W November 4 Sierra, Mr. Chris in Lyman. KD4SRR, Mr. Robert down at the QT in Clinton tonight. And Robert, I swear, next time I come through Clinton, I'm going to take me a piece of chalk, and I'm going to stencil KD4SRR right there in one of those parking spots. And also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's my cousin Chris in Liberty. And Chris, nice to hear you on the radio tonight, sir. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
G8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic. I'll be around for the ride show.
Welcome to WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed up in North Carolina. I hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and please tell the missus I said hello. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group. Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And Chad, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ. My name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. And my QGH tonight is Easley, South Carolina. Chad, I'll stick around for some comments because I got some good news for you. And good evening to all on the net. Chad, thank you for calling the net.
Net control. Zero, echo, zero, uniform X-ray. This is Joe. I'm out here on this wonderful mountain in Mount Pisgah here. Hope everybody's doing well this evening, and this is from the
UE. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. This is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and everyone on that.
Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankees, that's KO4YHY. Name's Jim, I'm in Greenville, negative and negative. And if I stay awake, I'll be around for the drag job.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4WWZ, that's Mr. Chandler in Easley. And KE0UUX, Mr. Joe, up on that mountain in Mount Pisgah. And Joe, hope you are doing well up there. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim in Greenville. And Jim, I have you down for some rag chew tonight, sir. Appreciate you hanging around and talking with us here. All right, one more call. For any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE from AJ4RA. Good evening. Please check me in. Negative, negative.
Station. Was that KJ4RA? I'll tell you what. Can you please give me your call sign, name, and location again, sir?
Sorry, I just had pulled the car in the garage, so probably the signal is a bit down here. This is Alpha Juliet 4 Romeo Alpha. We're in Simpsonville. Name is Bill, and hope that gets through okay to you.
Yeah.
KG4RA.
Make sure I've got it. Welcome, AJ4RA, Mr. Bill in Simpsonville. And Bill, just so you know, when you're in the garage, you're still just as clear as a bell. So just want to let you know, you're making a good trip into the repeater tonight, sir. All right, any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Thank you, E. The net. please check in and for ZLK. Portable, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
I'd like to welcome N4ZLK, Mr. Shane in Cleveland. And Mr. Shane, appreciate you joining us tonight and hope you've had a good day, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
UE. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Brand UE. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
UE. Chad, please check in. K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Brand UE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
Head up and recognize what we have so far, which is W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry and Anderson. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. KC2DQV, Mr. Bob and Gray Court. K1CJW, Mr. Roland and Pickens. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville County tonight. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
NUE.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
NUE. Anna in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
KO4NUE. Everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, we're in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
4NUE. 3-4, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Let's back up and recognize. First of all, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, and KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. He brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, Miss Joy, also in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I'll be back here in just a few minutes to see what's going on the plantation today. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up in Candler, North Carolina. N4HHC, Warren and Taylors. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene and Taylors. And Gene, real quick while I'm here, did your brother make it home safely? Everything worked okay, worked out okay with him?
He got home with it all. It was a task, but he got home safely. And thank you for asking. question, and I'll tell him you ask about it. Thank you a lot for everything, Chad.
The next time I talk with you, I got a funny story I want to tell you about while he was here. I'll be in touch with you, or we'll share it on the net one night. So with that, we'd like to welcome, let's see, Gene, I believe I got in, W4FHJ, Miss Gene in Taylor's, and any station, Alpha through Zulu, all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4NUE.
Whiskey 3, Juliet, Delta, Charlie, J. Dwayne, and Spartanburg, W3, JDC. Be negative and negative.
For NUE. Good evening. Please check in Kilo 3, Juliet, Tango, Delta, K3, JTD. This is Jim at Buffalo, South Carolina. Negative and negative tonight, 73.
Let me work both of those calls out. Mr. Wayne, can you verify your call, please? W3JDC, is that correct? And I also need your location, sir.
W3JDC, J. Dwayne in Spartanburg.
K3JTD, is that correct, Jim?
That's correct, Chad.
Right that, fellas. We got it straight. All right, we'd like to welcome W3JDC, that is Mr. Dwayne in Spartanburg, and K3JTD, Mr. Jim in Buffalo. So appreciate you guys checking in with us, and we'll go ahead and take any more stations, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE. Let's move back to Echo Link real quick. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, Echo Link only. Please call KO4NUE. On Echo Link tonight, and you do not have voice capability, so you can also send me a message via text, and I will be glad to check you into the net. All right, so with that, we'll move on to one more call. Let me make sure I got everybody before we shut the formal portion down tonight. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, they would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. I'd like to thank each one of you for checking in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll go ahead and start the rag chew portion, and we'll stop periodically for check-ins and comments throughout the rag chew. So first on the list tonight is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry N. Greer. Go ahead and take it, Larry.
4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, Chad, you're just having too much fun. and it comes across. And we do have some interesting things to listen to tonight, I think, during Rag Chew. I think one station called it Rag Talk. And that tickled me. KK4JBQ.
Well, I've got a reason to be excited tonight, Larry.
Oh, can't wait. Come on.
I have absolutely been messing with T6061 aluminum all day today. And trying to hold a tight tolerance while heavy-arcing that stuff. And I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And I have been monkeying with it all day, and I finally just walked away. So I am excited that I'm not messing with that stuff anymore, and I'm doing what I enjoy doing, and that's talking on the radio. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Talking on the radio, it is a pleasure and a privilege as well. And I like listening in. This is You know, when I was a child, some people listening, maybe most, I don't know, would be able to remember maybe this kind of thing. So I was a child, and we had a party line. There were eight people, I believe, on the party line, and they were all the neighbors, you know. And so I worked out that we had this cradle phone. It had mouthpiece and earpiece, and either one of them you could remove the frontal piece of it and take the element out. And so I took the microphone out so I could just pick up the phone and listen. You know, it was innocent fun. I wasn't, you know, really, I just, I guess every kid likes to eavesdrop, maybe. But anyhow, that was only eight people. And I don't know, we, you know, a couple of Mondays ago, we had 104 people check in. Thank you, Anna. And it's just awfully exciting, and everyone has the opportunity to speak right out in the clear, as it were, and say what they want to say. That's something real. And, you know, some people are bashful and they don't care for the microphone. But anyway, don't want to be too talkative tonight. I'm leaning that direction because this is the second day of Donna's five-day absence. She calls every day. She makes certain that I'm going to check her in and, you know, and tells me the, oh, she's there with a couple from New York, and their children and whatnot, and they're celebrating a 50th anniversary, and birthdays for both of the girls, and birthday for the mother, and friend of hers. It's just celebration every day. Every day it's a party, you know, that's the way I hear it anyway. So I'm going to settle back here. I got a nice hot cup of coffee, freshly brewed, sitting beside me, and just enjoy, you know. And thank you all for the opportunity. Thank you for taking part and entertaining people like me. KK4JBQ.
WQ, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, appreciate you dropping by tonight. And I know Miss Donna's probably already called for the evening. But when you talk with her tomorrow, please tell her me and Anna said hello. And I hope you enjoy your coffee. I personally can't drink it this late. But if you can, hey, go for it. So with that, 73's Larry, and you have a safe day tomorrow, and I'll move on down the log. So next on the list is W2MJ, let's see, hang on, Mark, drop my glasses. W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. Go ahead, Mark.
For NUE, W2MJB, sounds like you have a good net, quite a few check-ins. I guess what I've been doing the past little bit is our church is having a emergency preparedness fair on August 27th, community here in Simpsonville. And since I'm one of the few ham operator, I guess I should say amateur radio enthusiasts, they've asked me to get involved and provide a presentation for about an hour with questions and answers at the end, discussing and presenting about emergency communication plans. So I actually bought a book from, I think, PX Engineering by Andrew Bays called Personal Emergency Communication, and it's pretty interesting what he's got in there because previous people in the church have kind of really focused mainly on amateur radio as the normal form of emergency communication, but reading this book, he kind of goes over a lot of different ones, like for those who don't have the amateur bug, you know, they can learn how to use the forms of communication that they currently have, as well as, you know, some of the less expensive, like the FRS and GMRS radios. The FRS doesn't need a license, but the GMRS does, mostly because they are up to 5 watts like the normal HTs that we use, but the FRS radios are generally about 2 watts. So it's going to be kind of interesting getting involved in that and doing that presentation. Over.
UE with W2MJB on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, Mark, so I got some questions for you. So that's, do you mind if I ask you some information about where this event's being held and dates and times?
It's August 27th, which is a Saturday. It's on Hayworth Drive, and I can't think of the number, but it's Rocky Creek Road, or excuse me, Harrison Bridge Road. And Hayworth Drive here in Simpsonville, kind of south of 385, at least what I call south. I guess y'all would call it more west, southwest, but anyway. And it goes from, I think, 9 o'clock to 12. They're going to have a bunch of different classes taught, looking at trying to get, like, an active shooter class, class on growing micro herbs or something, food canning, let's see, 72-hour kits, a whole slew of different subjects that they're going to talk about in classes. They're going to have a blood drive, and they're going to have some outside activities for kids. And then there's going to be a bunch of booths set up with people can wander around and take a look at the different topics for emergency preparedness. So I think it'll be a good activity, and I'm kind of excited. First time being involved from the standpoint of presenting and providing a booth. Wendy will be there while I'm teaching the class at the booth and to present the ham radio. So I'll probably take over a selection of the equipment that I have to put on the table. Over.
Comment.
Man, I got you there, Chandler. Okay, so, Mark, let me review the information I've got so far. One other piece of information. Do you have the name of the organization or the church or whatever that's hosting the event?
It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and it's Simpsonville. It's a Simpsonville building. The only one here in Simpsonville.
Yeah, make sure I got this right. Make sure everybody's got the information. August 27th at Hayworth Drive and Harrison Bridge Road, south or west of 385, depending on where you're from. The classes start at 9, end at 12. And classes consist of growing micro herbs, 72-hour kits, communications. They'll have a blood drive and booths set up at the Church of Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Simpsonville building. Is that correct so far, Mark?
That's correct.
Well, good luck with it. Have you do you have any idea how you're gonna what you're gonna talk about on your presentation?
Mostly gonna probably talk about being prepared, even though you may not be a ham operator, radio operator, that there are ways to be prepared for communication. You know, in the case of cell phones, it's generally better to text. You can set up a frequency or a specified time. You know, have a communication plan with your family members to where you can text in at specific times in case things are, you know, overloaded. And, you know, as well as, you know, going to a designated location so that you can verify that families are safe. Because we know that you're not always going to be home when an event occurs, and it's always good to plan ahead. So, and then on top of that, just be prepared for, you know, with your cell phone and alternate forms of communication, and some of that, the GMRS and FRS, just small handheld radios where you can at least, depending on the line of sight obstructions, you can go 1 mile, 2 miles to, you know, up to 26 miles if you're, you know, up on a hillside. So that's kind of what I'm going to cover is emergency communication for those who may not necessarily be ham licensed operators.
This is KO4NUE and KK, KM, I'm sorry, Mark, I'm tired. W2MJB, Mr. Mark from Simpsonville. Mark, that sounds interesting, and I may come by and check it out and see, you know, kind of what's going on. We do some emergency planning and coordination in our group up in Tryon in the club, and I'd like to come listen to your slide show and, you know, probably learn a few things, take it back to the club. May even ask you if you'd be interested after you complete your slide show, maybe doing a Zoom class with our club members and giving them a brief. But we'll talk about that later. Appreciate you putting the information out to us tonight, Mark.
Welcome. Don't normally get on and talk, but I had a good reason to tonight. Other than my woodworking, this is actually ham radio or communication based, so I thought I would add this in. But as far as the other aspect of my hobbies, I was gluing the shelves together, well, the fascia part on my bookshelf, and I unclamped it from the table saw table. After I glued it on and I was just separating it, and I thought I'd walk out there with just my my Birkenstocks on and thought no problem would happen, and sure enough, I released all the clamps, the thing fell off onto the floor, and fortunately it didn't hit the floor because my big toe came in between it and the floor, and unfortunately now I'm going to lose a toenail, but at least my project was safe. Anyway, hobbled around for a little bit for a few first couple days until I took a drill and without the drill motor and just by, between my fingers drilled holes in it and released the pressure from the blood. But so it's all better now from the standpoint of pain. I can still get around well, but it's going to look ugly for a while. And since then, I haven't done much woodworking out in the shop. Wanted to make sure I walk around, and next time I'll make sure I wear my steel-toed shoes out there. Over.
All right, Mr. Mark. Well, I'm sorry you hurt your toe. You know, just remember that it could always be worse. You know, it could be cold weather, and cold toes and, you know, impacts are twice as bad. So I understand, but glad you got it under control. Sorry about your nail. Station in there that wanted to comment, so while we got a brief minute here, let's go ahead and reach out for the comment station. Go ahead, comment.
KO4WZ. I was just going to ask what Ted asked what the name of the church was, because I believe I would be interested in attending that event. It seems like an event that a lot of people should be interested in. I'm especially interested in growing microorganisms. If I'm right, would that be like growing food and stuff, or is that something else?
2MJB, I think it's more of growing microgreens. You know, we hear about growing, I think, wheat sprouts and bean sprouts and things like that, but this is, I think, like a microgreen. I'm not sure much about it other than just a little blip that the lady was talking about, to where you have a lot of nutrients. It's just the small sprouts, where you let them actually grow a little longer than just the sprouts. So you actually have the greens on there, and then you can put them on salad sandwiches or whatever to help augment your regular diet.
Roger that. Well, that still sounds interesting. I'll definitely try and be there. Thank you very much, KO4WWZ.net Control.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Chandler, appreciate your comments and questions for Mr. Mark. And Mark, good luck with it, sir. And good luck with your toe. You know, Birkenstocks and wood shops don't mix. And I hate to say it this way, but you knew that. But anyway, I'm glad you're back on track. And you got anything else for us, Mark?
For NUEW2MJB. Fellas, you know, it's like all accidents. You know, you get away with it, taking chances for a certain period of time, and then eventually it catches up with you, and you end up paying for those chances. So I paid for that chance that I've been taking for a while, going out there and doing some minor things with my Birkenstocks on. But now I'll definitely slip on my steel-toed shoes before I go out there in the future, learn my lesson. So I try to be safe because I work in a manufacturing facility, and but sometimes you take chances at home you really shouldn't.
Next time you come up, we'll go down to the shop and we'll make you we'll weld you some cups to go over the portion of your Birkenstocks. You strap them on, and then that way you have some steel-toed Birkenstocks. How about that?
That sounds kind of interesting. It'd be interesting to see what the design would look like on that. I'm sure that I would look kind of silly walking around with steel-toed Birkenstocks, though.
Yeah, I think that might be the point. But I tell you, my deal with steel-toed boots or shoes is that it never hits me on the toe. It always gets me on the upper portion of my foot right in front of the ankle. That's just, you know, so sensitive. But, you know, the toes are just as bad. But I always get it right in between the toes and my ankle, and that's awful.
W2MJB, I think they do make some of those work boots that have that big metal plate that goes between your toes and your ankles. I think a lot of the guys that do fabrication wear those, so maybe you'll have to try a pair of those, even though they look like there's zero flexibility in them.
I agree, but, you know, you may not have to drill holes in your toenail either, so I guess it's all about choices. Mark, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you, because I can't tell you how many times I've lost fingernails. I've got two or three fingernails here that just will not grow back correctly. I was working on a race car one time down here in the shop, and had a wrench laying on the radiator and was leaning over the engines, you know, throttling the thing up. And the wrench vibrated off and went, you know, in front of the radiator. And I knew better, but I, you know, thought I could catch it. So stuck my hand right down in it, and that fan... Oh, it sounded like a tic-tac-toe board. It just went just that quick. And it damaged three of my fingers so bad. One of them, I still can't feel the tip of it. But you're right, it happens that quick. And you end up paying a heavy price if you're not careful.
W2MJB, yeah, that is true. When I was working up north, I was setting up a... inverted lathe, and I had a set of calipers that I was using to try to measure the, so I was having to cut the jaws in before, so the part would clamp properly. It was a real close process, or a real tight tolerance, hard turn process on a OD, so we had to cut the jaws just right. Well, I fumbled those calipers and reached down to grab them before they hit the ground. unfortunately, the I guess you'd call it the depth gauge part that sticks out the other end of the caliper hit my pants. I came down on the caliper, and on the ID portion of the calipers, stabbed me right in the pad on the palm, right below one of my, or between my fingers. And the cut was about probably a quarter inch wide, so you can imagine how deep the point of that caliper went. So I went down to the nurse's station to get it butterfly bandage put on, and she wrapped my hand all up with gauze. When I went back, I was sitting there next to one of the engineers, an email came out with the accident saying employee fumbled calipers and stabbed their hand, and the engineer looked over at me and just burst out laughing because he guessed exactly who it was, because normally they wouldn't give a name just to keep the privacy, but he knew exactly who it was that fumbled the calipers. Over.
NUE with W2MJB. Well, you're right. So, you know, you work for corporate, and, you know, they kind of track all of that and take pride in, you know, how many days, you know, with no accident. But I worked for the Army. We didn't have that kind of program, you know. We had a medic that stayed with us all the time. And, you know, tracking, you know, so many days off or so many days without an accident, you know, that wasn't our motivation. Our motivation was our medic, because anytime you got hurt, you know, he would come up and look at you straight in the eyes, and he would say, pain is your problem, not mine. Let me look at it. And sometimes we just swore, you know, he'd hurt you on purpose just so there wouldn't have to be any more accidents in the shop. But he was kind of ruthless. He was good, but he let you know right up front, this is your problem, not mine. So maybe you can implement that at home. Maybe that would be helpful.
UEW2MJB. Yeah, well, that kind of logic, though, wouldn't work with my wife. I tried using work logic on her one time, you know, the old methodology of managers, and sometimes when you listen to them and there's a problem and they ask, okay, what are you going to do to make sure that problem doesn't ever happen again? What corrective actions are you going to put in place? And she looked squarely at me and said, I'm not playing your game, so don't go there.
Well, at least you know what you can get away with at home. So, you know, just be careful with the Birkenstocks. And like I said, I can't help you with the steel toes. But with that, Mark, good luck to you. I need to move on down the log. And I'll tell Miss Wendy I said hello. And you be safe and have a good week, sir. This is KO4NUE. Stand by, and I'll check in for any check-ins. On to the next on the list. Let's go ahead and ask for, are there any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4NUE. We'd like to welcome W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, down in the land of Waz. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Rod, and I hope you have a good week, sir. All right, next on the list is KO4WWZ. Go ahead and take it, Chandler.
L4WWZ. Good evening, Chad. I've got some good news for you.
Yes.
Space station is back up and running, and the ST-1802M is back up and running. My power supply has been fixed.
Deal. Well, what happened with the power supply and the radios?
Said to have a factory reset, and the power supply, I believe, had a couple of wires that were too close to each other, so we had to move them. The frequency meter, or the voltage meter, still does not work, but I can get that replaced later on. And, it's back to operating like it did before the lightning hit. And I'm just having a good time. Speaking of getting the station up, how's my signal tonight?
You got just a little bit of white noise on your signal, way down in the weeds. A crackle every now and then, but very audible. You know, pleasant to listen to. So, you know, no issues as far as I can tell.
Thank you very much. How've you been doing lately,
Ted? Yes. Not a lot going on, other than tomatoes. We got tomatoes in and, you know, coming out of the ears. We got, I don't know, 20, 30 quarts put up so far, I guess. And, you know, they're still spitting them out. So I'm not sure, you know, what we're going to end up with, but I'll let you know. Not a lot going on down in the shop. I got a project going on down in the shop, and it's not really kicking my tail. It's just kind of tedious, you know, a little bit aggravating. But I work through it. How about you? How's this heat messing with you out on the job?
Not too bad. I'll have my moments where I'll just get really tired and really dizzy. I'll usually have to drink a couple of bottles of water before it gets a little better. But other than that, it's not been real bad. We did a lane shift today, so all we had to do was put up a couple of barricades, an arrow board, and put cones around the sumpter trucks, and we were set.
Good deal. Well, you know, August is coming, and that's, you know, usually the worst month, and the 1st of September. So just hang in there. You got another 30, 45 days. You sound tired now, so just, you know, take your time on the weekends and try to get a little rest, because that heat would take it out of you.
It will. I have one question for you tonight, and it's for when I get my general. Is there any lag mount HF antennas out there that you know of? All I've ever seen is antennas that you guys do a lot of stuff with to get them set up, and if I can get away with sticking a mag mount right outside the window like I am now, that would be kind of nice.
This is KO4NUE and KO4WWZ. I'm not sure about that. I know there's some mobile antennas, but I don't know about mag mount. I'm sure there's some out there, but I don't know. I'm not into HF in the vehicle. I think some people kind of, you know, get into that, but 2 meters. 440 is about all I can handle, you know, going down the road. But I don't know. I ask around, see what, you know, what other people's got to say about it. I'm sure you come up with some kind of solution.
Is there anybody listening that knows of a mag mount HF antenna?
Yes. There's like three big magnets that hold this thing in place. It's just a mount for like ham sticks. You'd have a different ham sticks for the different bands. If you zone 10 meters, you'd use a 10 meter. If you wanted 20 meters, you'd go guys swapped the ham stick out to the 20-meter ham stick. And they do make HF mobile, you know, mag mount antennas. You just go online and Google it, and there'll probably a whole bunch of them pop up. But you can use the magnets with the magnet mount with the ham sticks. I've done that before.
Thank you, Gary.
This is KL4YHY. Use a 10-meter, 6-meter, 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna on mag mount on my filing cabinet. It works good on 2-meter. The SWR is good 2-meter and 10-meter. The SWR is very poor on 6-meter, though.
Who makes the antenna?
I got it off of Amazon. It's a quad band mobile radio antenna. I'm looking here for some kind of number. It's a UAYESOK.
What?
Uniform Alpha Yankee Echo Sam Oscar Kilo.
Okay, we'll just spell that one. Uniform Alpha Yankee Echo Sierra Oscar Kilo. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Chandler, there you go. Maybe you can give that one a shot. It's up on, the big blue store on the internet there. So, was that helpful for you, bud?
I appreciate everyone who your comments helped me tremendously. And Chad, I believe my 10 minutes is up, so I'll go ahead and I'll give it back to you. KO4WWZ back to Net Control. Thank you all.
I appreciate you dropping by. Nice to hear from you. And hope you're doing well. Hope you cope with the heat well. And think you're starting to show you tired a little bit, so might be time to take a hint, because you got another 4 days to go in the heat. So be safe. 73's Chandler. Nice talking with you. All right, this is KO4NUE. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, before we move on to the next portion of the rag chew? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Next on the stop is Mr. Jim, KO4YHY. Mr. Jim, go ahead, sir.
A couple of things. Actually, I'm talking on that antenna, so you can tell what it sounds like. But as for Mr. Mark, I also have, if I can find it here again, I have a handout that is a survivalist information on frequencies. It's the 333 radio plan, where you, every 3 hours, you stay on for 3 minutes on channel 3 on CB, but it also lists all the different frequencies that you might pick up information on.
What, is there any information, a title or anything that, we can Google to see?
It says it is the SHTF frequency list, and it's a 2013 edition. Might be able to find it somewhere. Oh, here it is. Radio frequency, radio FREEQ.wordpress.com. And basically what it says is every 3 hours on channel 3, you stand for 3 minutes, and if there's nothing there, you go away. That way nobody can track you.
Sounds a little bit like the Wilderness Protocol, but never heard it called that. But I'll check that out and see if I can find any information about it. We keep stuff like that in our club's records, so club members can go and view it, and we've built quite a little library, actually, And we got some, you know, some pretty neat things in there available, you know, for the club members and all. But I'll check it out, and we'll go ahead and add it to our records.
Okay.